Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
Hey there. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Long time we didn't talk, right?
I know.
Yeah. So I wanted to straighten out a couple of things with you. I actually sent you a response as well, but let's discuss this in person, you know, over the phone, so, you know, we're on the same page. Now,
okay.
Let me begin with the book synopsis. I got that. That's pretty good. Well, usually the word count for it is like about 500 words because, you know, the back cover does not have a lot of space, so we try to keep it compressed and condensed, of course. So we write a bit about the book and a bit about the author. If the author prefers to have the, you know, like a short bio on the back cover of the book, then that. Otherwise, the synopsis of the book is good to go. Now, the file that you provided, I have already sent it to the team to further review it, and if they need to make any changes, you know, put it in a more professional manner, so they'll be working on that. So they'll get back to us on the book synopsis. Now, regarding the copyrights, you have already filed them, but since you have already filed them, can you provide us the ISBN and barcode as well, the worldwide registered ISBNs and barcode?
So I can. I looked that up on Balker yesterday, and the agreement with Balker, and I didn't understand this, they, I'd have to pull it up to give you the exact wording, but basically it says that I would not share that ISBN with any other publisher.
Yeah, that means that the ISBN that you'll be using for your book cannot be used for any other publishing material. That's what they mean when they say that you cannot share this with another publisher. So you register your barcode and your ISBN with one particular book only. It cannot be used multiple times. So, you know, it's like a unique number. So that's what they're trying to put. Yeah, go ahead.
You had talked about... In one of the emails you sent me, you had talked about publishing, and I had written you back, and I said, I don't understand what this means. And then when I saw that Balker thing, I thought, well, you and I need to talk about this publishing concept, because maybe it, whatever that is, if we did it, then me getting that ISBN would not be appropriate.
No, 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 that's not the scenario. See, as I explained to you, that the ISBN is restricted to one particular intellectual property only. For example, one book only. If you have three books, all three books are going to have different ISBNs. It's like a unique number assigned to one particular product. That's what it means. It has nothing to do with publishing. Now, when I asked you about the publishing thing, I wanted to know where exactly are you releasing your book. See, there are sites like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram Sparks, and there are 51 other platforms as well, you know, like international publishing as well. You release your book worldwide. So have you thought about that?
So right now, the only thing that we've thought about is the possibility of doing book signings over in Bella Vista, which was the community where most of my practice was located. So there's a lot of people there that remember me since I haven't been retired that long. The hospital I worked for is Mercy Hospital, and I have thought about going to them to seeing if they would sponsor a book signing. And then I thought about calling the local churches to seeing if there would, if I could do a book signing. And my husband is a gospel singer. We try to go into churches and do programs. And we've made a in his program, we've made an opportunity to promote the book. You know, with me making a formal introduction during the program of the book and having it on the table. So in terms of marketing the book, that's really as far as we have gotten.
Okay. All right. Understood. Well, what I was trying to tell you is that I understand that you are distributing and marketing the book within smaller groups at this point of time, but having the book published will just make your life easier. You know why? Because if anyone needs to buy the book or review it, or anyone outside your circle as well, I mean, this is a book for anyone and everyone who would relate to it, right? It's not specified for a certain group of people. So why not have the book published? Once you publish the book, it's going to be there for a lifetime, and you'll be getting royalties. All right? So why not have it published, and then all you got to do is provide them the link for the book, and they can purchase it online. You won't have to worry about the distribution or, you know, receiving the books or having them printed at all. I mean, right now you have a batch with us for 100 copies. We will get that through. Of course, you can go with bulk orders as well. That's something that you're doing within your reach. But overall, I feel that your book should go online on at least the primary platform, let's just say on Amazon. Okay, if it's like the budget constraint you have, you can just go ahead and publish it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble to begin with. And that should do.
So one of the things that I was concerned about putting it on Amazon and putting it on Barnes is, so as I was searching for you, when I ultimately found you all, I had talked with other Christian publishers who wanted to publish this book, and one of them was Vide Publishers. That's a division of the Christian Post, and the other one was Ambassadors International.
Okay.
Now, Ambassadors International actually sent me a contract. Vide wanted too much money, and I just said no. But Ambassador sent me a contract, and this contract was full of royalties. You know, I would get 25% if it was sold on Amazon. I would blah, blah, blah. So I asked them to further define that, and Lisa, I think I insulted them, which was not my opinion.
Right.
Not my objective at all. I just felt that a contract is a business arrangement, and I needed information. So when I couldn't get data from them, I actually got online and I searched one of their books on Amazon, and they were actually selling it for 99 cents. Now,
Lisa,
25% of 99 cents is not
that
very
is nothing. Exactly. That's nothing. And that is actually not the ideal pricing, too. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking, but clearly they don't know what they're doing. sorry to say that.
I sent them a very nice letter thanking them for the opportunity, but that I was going to have to decline their contract. And the man who I guess is maybe the CEO or the owner of Ambassadors, he actually has his doctorate of letters from a seminary in the UK.
Wow.
And, you know, I was so impressed by that. I have to admit, I think that my pride swells up in me because here was this man who really is scripturally knowledgeable, and he was interested in the book. So anyway, I declined their offer, but I don't want to be in a situation where I'm just not getting paid anything for this book.
No. They have guided you completely wrong. First of all, let's back up. You were talking, so I didn't interrupt. The royalty distribution that you get, 25%, that is practically nothing, and that is incorrect. Let me give you the actual information. Amazon gives you 70% on an ebook version and 65% on a paperback version. Solely because they keep 30%, of course, because we are using their platform, they keep that 30%, all right, on ebook. And on paperback, they handle the shipping and printing of your book. So, for example, if we put your book live now on Amazon, and let's say I'm the customer, I want to purchase a paperback of your book. through Amazon. I'm going to go ahead and place the order, and they are the ones who will be printing out your book, shipping it to me, to my doorstep, and I will be receiving that. So in return for that, they will be keeping 30 to 35% royalties on the paperback, because, of course, they have to cater to the shipping and printing costs. Just give me a quick moment.
I'm sorry?
Sorry about that, Margaret. So
that's
as I was
okay.
saying, that's the royalty distribution for Amazon, and Barnes & Noble is pretty much the same. Ebook, 70%, paperback, 65%. And
so what they market it for?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. You're asking about the marketing?
No, if how much would Amazon sell the book for?
Oh, okay, pricing.
65% of what?
Okay, pricing. Let me give you a general idea about the pricing. Usually an ebook is marked less than $10. For example, you can sell your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, your ebook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for, let's say, $9 or $8.99 maybe. So you're going to get 70% of that. So that would be like, what, around $6 per copy? That's not bad. I mean, they're keeping like $2 something, and they're sending
right.
you the rest. And as for paperback, the ideal pricing for the paperback needs to lie between $10 to $15, according to the market price. So let's say if we set your book on $14.99 or maybe $13.99, or let's just say to begin with, we set it up for $12.99, all right, then what's going to happen is that they'll be deducting the same percentage, like 30 to 35%, which will be like around $3 to $3.5. So ultimately, you'll be getting like around $9 on the paperback. But, of course,
okay.
you won't have to take care of the printing and shipping cost, because that will
right.
be handled by the publishing platform itself. And I think it's pretty much reasonable for them to handle it within $2 to $3. That's not a lot. And it's convenient, too. So that's pretty much
Amazon.
It about the platforms. Yeah, go ahead.
Ambassadors International, when we
Absolutely.
Were in the midst of discussion, they said that they would market the book at $16.99.
Okay.
When I'm selling it off of my table,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to assign the copy,
mm-hmm.
I was assuming that I would sell it for $20.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you're signing that copy and you are personally selling it to the people on a personal interaction or on a one-on-one interaction, right? So that makes
right.
sense. And, of course, the pricing that we set on the online platforms, for example, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, that is always subject to change. For example, you can maybe set a lower price initially and then raise the price once you start getting attention on these platforms, or
right.
you can set it at a maximum price. Let's say maybe you can set your paperback at $20, and if it's not selling that much on $20 online, then maybe you can reduce the pricing and come down to maybe $14.99, $15. That way you're giving your customers a discount too. Once you reduce the price, Amazon is going to show it as a discounted cost online.
Do you think that this book would actually sell on Amazon?
Of course. I mean, if you are doing the right tactics, if you're marketing it right, anything will sell. Trust me, Margaret, your book is really, really good. And you have a market out there for your book. There's a target audience for your book. So, worst case scenario, what can happen? I mean, nothing. Your book will be there. It will sell. Definitely it will sell. And later down the line, if you see that you're not getting good results, then maybe you can sign up for a marketing package. You know, have some marketing done on the online social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram. There are a whole lot of groups, religious groups out there. So, you know, we can do shout-outs. We can create pages. We can do marketing on other third-party sites, for example, Pinterest, Quora, and there are so many sites that I can mention to you. And these kind of sites are where you get a worldwide audience, right? It's not just U.S.-based, or it's not just going to work in U.K. You're getting a worldwide audience. So that's the advantage that you have when you're publishing your book online. You're not restricted to a particular region.
Well, I mean, this is all very interesting, so I guess I'm assuming that Gnome has a publishing arm, or are you that arm?
Well, we have a publishing team of experts. As I told you, that we publish on primary platforms, which are Amazon and Barnes & Noble, because they have certain criteria. You know, you have to have your manuscript in a certain publishing standards, that there's a criteria that we have to follow, and have the formatting done in terms of their own criteria. Now, Barnes & Noble and Amazon have a different criteria, or a different set of formats, you can say, as compared to each other. Well, they are basically competitors. So, we actually, you know, adjust the manuscript according to their publishing standards, and then we upload the manuscript online. We put your account details there, because we have nothing to do with the royalties. Unlike the other publishing company that you were talking to, they were giving you 25% royalties. I'm assuming they were keeping the rest. So, no, we don't do that. We will be putting your account details directly there. So whatever sales you get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, they will go directly into your account.
Well, I'm not sure I understood that, Lisa.
Okay, what didn't you understand?
So I guess what I'm still not sure with respect to the publishing, if there's somebody at Gnome that I need to speak with about that, or would you manage that?
Oh, I will manage that. I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Well, I will manage that.
Okay. And I'm assuming that there's going to be an extra charge.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Since you are an existing customer, and I believe there is a remaining payment for your existing package too, let me get you a discounted cost for the publishing, and I will reconfirm with the finance regarding the remaining amount as well. So I will get you both the costings. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so that is pretty much it for now, unless you have any other questions for me.
So I did send you over the email a very brief bio on me. You should have that in your inbox.
Let me check. Okay. Yeah, you sent it after my message. I got it. Let me review that, so that should do.
I don't know how many words that turned out to be, but I think it's pretty
short. That's all right. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that my question is, because I was talking to a girlfriend last night, actually. She was the one that got me started down this path. I didn't even know.
Right.
I didn't start out to write a book, Lisa.
I understand. It's completely new for you.
So she said to me, and my husband actually agreed, that maybe there should be a bio of me on the back cover. So I was wondering if on the back cover, if we had room for both the synopsis and for the bio.
Of course. In the beginning of our call, that's what I was trying to tell you, that we will have this book synopsis along with a short bio of you. And if it's okay with you to have a portrait shot of you, a picture of you on the back cover as well. But if you don't want to go with the picture, that is fine too.
Yeah, I'm okay without a picture, unless you think that it just significantly enhances the book somehow.
Well, usually when we go with a short bio of the author, it is actually relevant for us to have a small picture of you, not like a huge one, but just a small
right.
professional picture on the corner maybe. But it's optional, all right? It's not compulsory. And, yeah, it just gives a bit of a personal effect to the readers. You know, they
right.
can actually see you, they read your bio, they can relate to you. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. But, again,
mm-hmm.
it depends on you completely. So whatever you prefer,
well,
we go with that.
The reason I wasn't even going to do a bio, Lisa, is I don't want the focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
I want the focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted the cover to be so I want me to be minimized and Jesus to be maximized.
Of course. Of course, I understand your point of view. But you see, what happens is that usually when we are going with books like these, people also like to see who is saying this or who is talking about this. So
uh-huh,
the authenticity
uh-huh.
about the author, it is sometimes required in order to convince the readers or your customers to purchase the book. See, now, we don't usually listen to anyone saying anything, right? There has to be some relevance. So that's the reason why we prefer to have a little bit about the author, too. That just gives a personal effect. And,
okay.
you know, it
okay.
ultimately connects you with the customers or the readers that you have, the potential readers that you have. That's all. Otherwise, it's not going to turn the focus on you, of course. But, yeah, you should be acknowledged there, I feel.
Okay. So you're going to send me information if I want to sign up for the publishing part of this.
Yes, of course. Let me send you a detailed email with the publishing process and whatever we spoke about regarding the royalty distribution, the process, the platforms, and, yeah, then you can just review that and let me know.
So now this barcode, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
is the barcode associated with a specific price?
Well, when you're getting an ISBN from Bulkers, you should be able to get a barcode from that from them as well. So, of course,
yes,
I think
no,
they
I
will be.
That.
Okay.
But, you know, usually when there's barcodes on things, people scan that barcode and it comes up with a specific price. And we're talking about, like on Amazon, marketing it, that might be one price, and me marketing it myself could be another price. I mean,
oh, no, that shouldn't be a problem. No, that shouldn't be
okay.
a problem. See, the ISBN that you're getting from Bulkers, the barcode is associated with the ISBN particularly, all right? Now,
okay.
whatever pricing
okay.
you set online would be on the barcode that we are using on the online distribution. Now, it depends on you. Now, you're selling it differently, right? You're signing the book and then you're handing it off to the person yourself. So, of course, that could be priced higher, that there's no conflict or there's no confusion about that. That shouldn't be an
okay.
issue.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, so once I get the picture to you, I get the ISBN barcode, and let's see, you all do the bio, you do the
mm-hmm.
synopsis, you've got the back cover.
Mm-hmm.
Then really, we're ready to go to print, right?
Absolutely. We are on the final stage. I will have the manuscript reviewed one more time just to make sure that it has been proofread thoroughly. There are no typos. The formatting is up to the mark, and we are good to go. The back cover, it's not really a big deal. So that will be done pretty much like in 24 to 48 hours. So
okay.
once that is done, we are ready, and I will be giving you a confirmation. Once you give me your final approval on the book cover, you know, the front, the back, after incorporating the bio, and along with the final draft that I send you, once you give me the final approval, then we start with the shipment. We'll ship out one copy to you first, and then once you approve that, once you receive it and approve it, that, you know what, it's good to go, everything is up to the mark, there are no misprints or anything, then we proceed with the rest of the copies. Now, meanwhile, while we are shipping out the copies to you, we can decide on the publication part too, and, you know, get that done simultaneously.
Right. And with the publishing, would you all be able to, other than Amazon and other than Barnes & Noble, would you be able to initiate, like, book signing tours and stuff like that?
Yes, we do have a service like that. We actually get orders for book placement on the bookstores, and that can actually get you the book signings as well. I will have to speak to the strategist for that, all right? That's like completely a different thing. And it's a very selective service that very few authors take, so it's not something that is done on a regular basis. And, of course, it comes with a little bit more cost. It's a little expensive. That's the reason why a lot of people do not proceed with that. But I can find out more about it, okay?
Right, right. Okay, good. Lisa, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you putting up with my questions.
No,
I just
worry.
Feel like I'm wading in deep water.
Oh, no, you're fine, you're fine. You're better than most of the customers that I get, trust me. You are amazing, all right? So no worries. You're asking me all logical questions.
Good. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
All righty then. Well, I'll just wait to get your email on that publishing thing. How long does it take to get this ISBN and barcode?
Well, it shouldn't take long. It should take you almost 48 to 72 hours to get that, but make sure that you register the ISBN on Bookers, okay? Once you're purchasing it from them, you have to register it with them as well. You will have to upload the book cover on this site and fill out some details. So make sure you get that done. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Very good. I will. And as quickly as I get it, I'll send it to you, I guess, over the email.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. No worries. No worries. You should receive an email from me in an hour or two max, all right? Before the end of the day.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
No worries. You take good care of yourself and have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.